Lord, thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我今天感谢你。
Pray that you will be with us in our worship today.
在我们敬拜的时候，求你和我们同在。
Communion service.
在我们今天的圣餐中也和我们同在。
I do pray for Brother Liam this morning.
我们今天早晨特别为连弟兄祷告。
Would you touch him and give him quick healing?
求你触摸他，真的让他能够很快的恢复。
And I pray for John.
也特别为他的侄子约翰祷告。
He feels a lot of responsibility.
他担肩上的担子很重。
Encourage him and give him your help.
求你鼓励他，也给他你的帮助。
Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. All right, I am wrapping up some questions from last time.
然后我今天要把上次的这些问题给
讲完。And I'm hoping to then begin looking at a new topic.
然后下个星期我们再开始一个新的系列。
One of the questions from last time is sort of connected to the new topic, so maybe that will be where we get today.
然后呢，有些问题是跟我们新的这个系列是有关系的。
And I have to play this morning, so I need to quit a little early so that I can go practice.
我今天早上要早点离开，因为要去提琴。
All right, we were looking last time at the question, and I don't have the question in front of me exactly, but what is the role, is there benefit to a liturgical calendar?
上一次我们就讲过说，问过一个问题，就是说这个礼拜仪式上的这些日历这些节期对我们有没有任何帮助。
And I said to you last time, many people in an evangelical tradition, that would be the background we come from,
就是很多人，就是我们大多数人大概都是从福音派的背景出来，
tend to be very negative towards anything of that uses the term liturgy.
我们对任何好像跟这个礼拜仪式跟仪式有关的这个词语呢，这些东西呢，都好像会持一个比较负面的态度，比较一个比较
And partly I think that is because of a misunderstanding of the word.
我觉得首先呢，是因为我们对这个词语的一个礼拜仪式这个词语的一个误解。
When you hear the word liturgy,
当你一听到这个词礼拜仪式这个词的时候
，What comes to mind?
那你首先想到的是什么？肛门。
Pathology, things like, teaching for pee.
Okay, all right.
Things that if you, the congregation says back to the.
Okay, all right. And what
首先想到的是说这个他Rob 弟兄白弟兄说到的，首先想到就是后边的这个祝祷。
All right. And what did you say?
I said garment like the dress.
Probably
就是我说我想到的就是那些像那些神父穿的那些衣服啊，那些特别的衣服。
All right, anything else?
The set prayers and formats.
就是、
right.
还有呢，就是一套的这个祷告和一套的这个规则，一套形式。
Okay. All right, let me ask you another question. Just a yes or no.
再问另外一个问题。
At PBCCC,、
就是、是或者不是
do we follow a liturgy when we worship?
在我们教会，我们敬拜的时候，
yes.
我们有没有跟着一套礼拜仪式？
Okay.
白弟兄说是的。
Now we do this.
我们是有做这个，就是最后的那个三祝祷。
I guess you could say we.
三一颂。
I guess you could say we do the garment since if we're taking the offering, we put on a suit.
我可以说我们也是有这种。衣服嘛，就是这种拜访，因为当像接他这个穿上一个很正式的衣服，我们要收奉献。
Do we have set prayers?
我们有没有就是一套的这个祷告呢？
Yes.
看有。
Okay, I think the answer depends on how you're defining that.
答案在于你怎么来定义这一套祷告。
So let me give you a different definition.
所以让我for liturgy, right?
Yes.
所以让我给大家。对于礼拜仪式这个词一个不同的定义。
Liturgy is a pattern for worship.
是一个敬拜的一个典范，一个模式，这样大家就
I was teaching a class on worship for a group of college students.
我在教一群大学生教这个敬拜的这个一堂课，一个系列。
And at the time, I was the director of music at a church.
当我是一个教会的音乐指挥的时候。
And so I brought on to class, I brought our bulletin from Sunday.
所以呢，我就把我们星期天的这个，就是这个叫什么周报，带到了课上。
Prelude.
首先呢，我们有序曲。
Title of the piece.
然后你这个歌曲的名字。
Who wrote it?
然后这个歌呢，这个赞美诗是谁写的
？Welcome.
然后呢，欢迎欢迎。
Opening prayer. Who would pray?
然后呢，就是开始的那个祷告。
Scripture, call to worship.
然后就是宣召敬拜。
All the way down through the whole service.
然后整个的这个敬拜的程序。
One of my students said,
我的一个学生就说
I don't need this.
我才不需要这个呢。
Our church worships.
我们的教会就是在敬拜。
We don't have a formal liturgy like that. How can you worship?
我们没有一个这个正式的这个礼拜仪式，你怎么敬拜？
I said, you don't have a formal liturgy.
我说你没有一个正式的一个礼拜仪式。
No, we're there to just worship God.
我们就是在那儿敬拜神。
I said, so when you start your service, what do you do first?
我就问我的学生说，那当开始你们敬拜的时候，你们首先做什么？
Our pastor welcomes us and reads some scripture.
那我们的牧师会欢迎大家，会读一些经文。
Every week?
每个星期吧，我说。
Well, of course, that's what you do first, is you welcome people.
他说，那当然了。他说，你首先就是要欢迎大家嘛。
I said, what do you do next?
我说，那你下边做什么呢？
We sing some hymns.
我们就唱一些赞美诗。
How many?
圣诗。我说，你唱几首呢？
Three. Every week?
我说，每个星期吗？
Yeah.
哦，是啊。
We went down through.
然后我们就把他们教会里面。
The only difference between my church that you call Liturgical.
我说你唯一称为了我的教会，你称为是这个礼拜仪式的教堂，跟你的教会，你称为自由的这个敬拜。
You do it the same so long that you've got it memorized.
我说你们已经天天这样做，你都记住了。
My people are old, so they need it written out.
我们的这个会员呢，年纪都比较大了，所以他们需要一个周报来写下来。
We all follow a liturgy.
其实我们都在跟随。一套礼拜仪式。
So the term should not scare us off.
所以呢，听到这个礼拜仪式这个词儿，不要把你给吓到。
We are creatures who want having.
其实神创造我们，我们每就是我们都是需要一个习惯的。
If you go to a restaurant for breakfast,
如果你去一个餐馆吃早餐
，and they hand you a supper menu,
如果他们给你一个晚餐的菜单
，and say we decided we'll do it different,
就说这个餐馆说我们决定用个不同的方式来做
，you're not very happy,
你肯定不高兴嘛。
I came at 8 a.m. because I wanted what?
我早晨八点来，因为我想干什么呢
？And breakfast,
早餐
this group of foods.
早餐是这就这一类的食物。
Dinner is this group.
晚餐是这一类的食物。
We like structure.
其实我们人就是本身是需要有一个结构。
That's why for the next 7 days, you're going to hear people grumbling about the time change.
所以未来的7天你会听到大家这个，因为赶时间了嘛，肯定很多人会抱怨。
It messes up our structure.
因为就把我们的这个，好像这个生理中这个内在结构给改乱了。
So the liturgical calendar that our question is about.
所以刚才问这个关于礼拜仪式的这个日历呢，
is taking this idea.
其实就是把这个
backing away, looking at it even from a broader perspective.
他把这个礼拜仪式从一个更广更高的角度来看。
I told you last year it's based on it came out of the Jewish calendar.
我上次告诉这些基督教的这些日历呢，来自于这个犹太人的日历。
Which I should point out is a calendar that God gave them in Leviticus, so it's not just they sat down and decided to do this.
这个犹太人的日历是神给他们的，在利未记里给他们的这些日历，而不是他们自己坐下来自己想出来的。
And the leaders in the early church.
所以呢，早期教会的这些领袖带领的人说
，You know, if God thought that was a good idea for our Jewish background, it's probably a good idea for us.
说。如果神觉得这个犹太人他们的这样有一个日历是好的话，有益处的，可能对我们这个新约的我们教会也是有益处的。
Because it gives us a way to celebrate the whole gospel.
因为呢，就是给我们一个让我们能够庆祝整个福音的一个方式，一个途径。
All of us have hobby horses.
我们每个人都有自己的爱好，对不对？
Things that we just tend to write over and over and over.
就是我们会不断的重复。
Song leaders have certain songs they really like.
比如说有些就是讲到教会里边礼拜里面有些带领诗歌人他有一些。
And I know,
诗歌他很喜欢。
I found for me, if I did not keep, I kept a calendar marking every song that we sang.
我就是在我的日历上我就会画上就是说我们每次唱的歌。
So that,
所以呢
I was making sure I wasn't singing the same ones over and over because just because I liked them didn't mean someone else was.
所以我就不会说把我喜欢唱的歌一次一次的唱，因为呢我喜欢的歌不一定是别人喜欢的。
When I preach, I almost always either preach through books of the Bible.
当我讲道的时候，我或者是讲整本书。
Or please don't report me.
或者第二点呢，不要去打我的小报告啊。
A liturgical calendar.
或者是跟这个礼拜仪式的这个日历呢，这个节期是有关系的。
Because I know me.
因为我了解我自己。
There are certain scriptures I like to preach.
有一些经文我是很喜欢讲的。
And if I just say, God, what shall I preach on this week? He almost always will answer with one of those.
如果我给神说，神啊，我应该讲什么呢？那我可能我就只讲那几节经文。
So I need, as a pastor, the discipline.
所以作为牧师，我需要这种自律。
Of feeding my congregation a balanced meal of all of Scripture, not just the ones that I particularly like.
要给就是这个就是教会的弟兄姐妹一个很平衡的，就是各方面都包括了这个经文的一个。就是这个属灵上的粮食，而不是只是我喜欢的东西。
This year I've been preaching through Philippians.
所以我目前呢，我在通讲这个腓立比书。
I'm not going to tell you which scripture, because you'll go back to see how bad the sermon was.
我不会告诉你我喜欢的是哪些经文，不然你就会看看我每个讲的比较好。
But as we were going through it, I came to a part of Philippians, a scripture that I really, really struggle with.
但是我就是回去看呢，其实腓立比书有一些经文呢，会让我有些经文我是很挣扎的。
And it took me a week to even agree with myself to preach it.
然后呢，我得花一个星期的时间，得自己在那争，才能自己说服自己我要讲这个经文。
Because I pray God, there's nothing to say here.
因为我给神祷告说，神啊，好像这些经文没啥好讲的。
And if it had been up to me.God,
when
you're right, just skip that.
如果要是我自己，我就会说，我喜欢神，我就说，哎呀，就是
这样的。The discipline of having publicly committed to you, I'm preaching through Philippians, knew that someone was going to notice. I skipped the section.
但是呢，因为我在讲腓立比书，而且是对公众讲，如果我跳过一些经文，肯定有人能看出来，能知道。
And so it forced me to say that particular week.
所以呢，就强迫我那个星期。
God, what can I say?
神啊，我
能说什么？ On this scripture that isn't my favorite scripture.
我能关于这些并不是我最喜欢的经文，我对这些我能怎么讲呢？
Because someone needs to hear that.
因为有的人他需要听到这些。
God put it in there. He inspired it for us.
神把那个经文放在那儿，他是为了我们，是神所默示的。
The church year does that.
这个教会的这个日历也是这样的。
The week after Thanksgiving, we'll be entering.What is in the Jew or in the Christian calendar the New Year?
在感恩节之后，对于新约的，对我们来讲，就马上就是要进入新年了。
It prepares us.
预备我们。
For what?
预备我们要怎么样呢？
You should get this answer right this week because you missed it last week.
上次你没回答的，这次应该感恩节之后基督徒。
Very good. Are you the one who missed it last week? Okay.
上次就是说感恩节之后下面一个基督就是我们基督徒那个最大日历上最大的一个是什么
So don't ever say you never learned anything in this class. It prepares us for the two comings of Christ.
是预备我们上次那个 Sarah 姐妹就是which one? It's which?
Advent.
就是就是那个叫降临节，降临节是预备我们预备主耶稣的两次在两次的到来。
And contrary to our own traditions that have grown up,
就是跟我们所成长的这个传统是相反的。
In the early church, and by that I actually mean until 200 years ago.
就是 1700，就是说早期教会就是说一直到18世纪，就17几几年。
This was primarily preparation for the second coming.
这个降临节，you mean Christmas or Advent?
No, Advent.
这个降临节它主要就是过去1700年之久。
There were no Christmas decorations.
主要是预备主耶稣的第二次降临，不是为那个圣诞节准备的。
It was a time of fasting.
是一个就是要禁食。
The focus was he is returning.
这个关注点是主耶稣的第二次再来。
Christmas then.
接着就是降临节之后就是圣诞节。
Began on December 25, December 24 evening.
这个 圣诞节是在12月25号，12月24号就是圣诞节前夜。
And continued for 12 days.
然后呢，圣诞节要有12天之后呢。
Until what is called Epiphany.
下边又主显节。
The wise men, the magi coming.
然后那个是纪念了博士来朝拜耶稣。
And the light of the gospel going to the Gentiles.
然后这个福音的光传到外邦人中。
A time to celebrate his coming.
然后再庆祝他的到来。
And the fact that he came for Gentiles.
然后他来是也是为了外邦人来，是外邦人的光。
Then ordinary time.
然后接着就是一个普通的时一段时期。
The focus there was on Christ's earthly ministry.
就是后边这个普通的时期，就是在专注在主耶稣在地上的事工。
Not a particular focus,
没有一个特别的关注,
but looking at the earthly life of Christ.
而是在就是关注在回想主耶稣在地上的事工。
Then we came to Lent.
然后就在后边就是大灾期。
40 days prior to Easter.
这个是在复活节之前的40天。
Again, a time of repentance.
这段时期呢就是一个悔改的时期。
Fasting.
禁食。
And again, I know this is something that within our evangelical tradition, we kind of shy away from.
作为这个福音派呢，很多时候就忽略了这个。
And say, oh, that's something just for Catholics.
就说，哎呀，这个大灾期是给这个天主教的。
But in the church tradition, it was a time of remembering.
但是在教会的传统中呢，这是一个纪念的时期。
We need times to focus on repentance.
我们需要时间就是去专注在这个悔改上。
On remembering what Christ has done for us.
就是纪念主耶稣为我们所做的。
Then you have what was known as Holy Week.
然后我们就有这个圣周。
Specifically Good Friday.
尤其是受难日。
Saturday.
还有星期六。
And Easter Sunday.
然后是复活节的早晨。
In many evangelical churches,
在很多这个福音派的教会,
what is the Sunday prior to Easter?
在复活节之前那个星期天称为什么呢?
Now what do we do on Palm Sunday?
我们在中之主日我们做什么呢?
We celebrate. It's a day of celebration, right?
那个中之主日是一个庆祝的日子。
What do we do on Easter?
那我们在复活节是什么呢?
We celebrate.
我们也是一个庆祝的日子。
And the early church said, wait a minute. We need a time where we really remember what it was like.
然后初期的教会说，我们需要在这个中之主日跟这个复活节之间，要记住发生了什么，去纪念主耶稣为我们受苦。
To understand what he went through.
所以我们要记住他为我们所做的。
For two reasons.
这是有两个原因。
Number one, that was real.
因为那个是真的。
If we're going to understand what he did for us, we need to understand his suffering.
如果我们要知道主耶稣为我们做了什么，我们要记得他为我们所受的苦。
And second, in a practical sense,
另外一个在一个实际的角度来讲,
don't be surprised by this.
不要被这个所就觉得很震惊。
But the Christian life is not all Palm Sunday and Easter celebration.
因为基督徒的生活不单单是中之主日跟复活节的庆祝。
We too are supposed to take up a cross.
我们也都要背起我们的十字架。
We too experience times where it seems we are left alone.
我们也要经历那些好像自己被遗弃的那个时刻。
And so on Friday,
所以在星期五,
there was a service,
所以在星期五就有一个聚会,
tracing the hours on the cross,
就是回顾主耶稣在十字架上的那些时间那些时刻。
Saturday was a day of fasting.
所以星期六呢就是一个禁食的日子。
Experiencing in ourselves.
我们自己来经历。
The emptiness that those disciples experienced.
来经历那些门徒当时所经历的里边的这种难过跟这种觉得很空的感觉。
And one of the reasons that became so powerful was this, and this is part of the tradition that I love.
之所以这个这么的有影响力，这么有力的话，我这也是我喜欢这个传统的原因。
You know that in most cities there was probably one church.
你知道在很多城镇大概都有一个教会。
And on Easter Sunday morning,
在复活节的早晨。
All of the members have fasted now for since Friday.
很多这些所有的自从星期五到星期天早上都在禁食的人。
They would gather in front of the church.
他们就会在教堂外边这样的门口这样聚集。
Everything dark.
大时候都很黑。
And at sunrise, the priest, the bishop, the pastor.
在日出的时候，不管是这个主教还是这个神父还是这个牧师
open the church doors,
他们就把教会的门打开
and call out, he is risen,
然后就宣告说他复活了
and they would respond,
然后他们就会说会众就会回应说他真的复活了
and a great service, sunrise service of celebration,
所以就是在那个日出的时候一个庆祝一个聚会
and everyone would go home and eat aGiant feast.
然后每个人之后呢，就回家吃一份丰盛的午餐。
Why?
为什么呢
？He is risen.
因为他复活了。
And we have just remembered what it was like to worry.
我们刚刚经历了这个焦虑是怎么样的
？You understand? We've remembered the pain, the fear of the disciples.
我们刚刚经历了这个门徒所面对的这个痛苦和焦虑。
And now we can celebrate.
现在我们可以庆祝
His resurrection.
我们可以庆祝他的复活。
Another season of ordinary time.
然后之后呢，又是一段普通的日子。
I'm sorry. The Easter period. Let me go back.
让我再回到刚才讲的复活节那段时期。
Included Easter.
复活节的这段时期包括了复活节。
The Ascension.
然后也包括了升天日。
And Pentecost.
还有这个五旬节。
All of that was.Grouped in with what was called Easter time.
所有这一切都称为这个复活节时期。
And then we came to another period of ordinary time.
然后之后呢，在这after Pentecost, right?
Yes.
就是五旬节之后又是一段那个普通的时期。
This one, remember, focused primarily on Jesus' earthly life, the Gospels.
头一段从圣诞节到这个大灾期之间那段时间，主要是思想主耶稣在地上的这个事工生平。
Then this one tended to focus on the epistles.
但是呢，从这个五旬节到后边呢，就是主要集中在这个使徒书信上。
Also includes Trinity Sunday.
还有一个叫 ，Let me see， 叫三一神的这个周日主日。
A Sunday to remind us of the doctrine of the Trinity.
让我们记住，就是关于三一。三位一体神，三一神的这个教义。
Our hymn "Holy, Holy, Holy"，
我们唱的那个圣哉圣哉
圣哉 ，was written for that Sunday，
就是为那个主日所写的。
The last Sunday of this period, Christ the King Sunday，
在后边这个最后就是基督是王的主日。
To remind us that He will rule as King，
就是来纪念提醒我们主耶稣有一天要来做王。
And then we go back to Advent。
然后我们再回到这个降临节，这是一年。
So the idea was.
所以这个后边的这个概念就是观念。
For believers throughout the year to experience the whole cycle of the gospel.
是让信徒能够在整个一年能够经历这个福音，就是每年都经历这样一个福音的真实。
I remember one year.
我记得有一年。
For whatever reason, on Christmas Sunday, I was speaking at a church that was completely opposed to any kind of liturgy.
我就是不知道什么原因，在一个那个圣诞节的主日的早晨，我在一个教会讲到，那这个教会呢是完全的反对任何的礼拜仪式。
And on Christmas Sunday, I was scheduled to speak there.
但是那一天就是安排我在圣诞节的那天早晨来讲道。
And the opening hymn was the old rugged cross.
但是那一天早晨的他的那个最刚开始唱的那首圣诗的就是古旧十架。
And I looked at the congregation and I felt very sorry for the worshipers.
然后我看了这个会众，我很为这些参加的人难过。
Who were missing out on the joy and the thrills.
他们就真的是没有失掉了这个喜乐跟这个惊喜。
Of the whole wonderful gift that God has given us.
就是神给我们这些这么奇妙的礼物。他们好像没有错失了。
And I was only there for that one Sunday, but I suspected that they were missing throughout the year the whole gospel that Christ came to give us.
然后呢，虽然我就只在那儿待了一个只去了一个组织，但是我想有可能这个教会整个就是整个这个福音的真实给我们的，他们大概。这些喜乐这种纪念他们都没有得到。
Alright, that is a very long answer to the question that came about the liturgy and the colors of the church year.
所以呢这个是一个对一个关于教会礼拜仪式的一个很长的答案。
My personal preference probably falls somewhere between those who do the whole colors, calendar, scriptures and all, and those who are just completely free.
我的个人的这个答案呢，应该是在完全的就什么都不做的一个礼拜仪式和一个非常严格的礼拜仪式之间的一个。
But I will tell you that my feelings on this changed very much during 30 years of teaching college freshmen.
但是我的这个改变呢，想法的改变是因为我教了30年的这个大学新生。
And over those 30 years, I moved more and more towards the liturgical side.
从这三十年之间呢，我从刚开始到现在呢，我就越来越倾向于这个有这个礼拜仪式的这个观点。
As I had students over and over who had come from a tradition that did not do any of this.
我有这个学生呢，不断他们是从有这个传统背景的里边过来，但是他们没有遵守这个，没有做这个教会的这个日历。
And would say to me, I can't remember ever having heard a pastor preach on the second coming.
他说我就没有听 ，You mean on Advent Sunday, right?
No, anywhere. Having ever preached on Sunday.
我就从来没有听过，从来没有听牧师讲过主耶稣基督的再来。
Or I've never ever heard a pastor preach a sermon on the ascension and what it means for us.
我也从来没有听过牧师讲过这个主耶稣的升天，然后这个对我们的意义是什么。
And it gradually.Came to make sense to me.
所以逐渐的呢，我就意识到
that if you just open up your Bible every week and choose something to preach, you might never happen on.
如果你只是每个星期天就打开，就是打开圣经，然后选一些你要讲到的东西，你可能就不会讲。
But the discipline,
但是呢
of this is going to force a pastor.
但是如果你有这个教会的日历这种纪律的话，就会让牧师就是。
Once a year,
教导他的会众，起码是一年一次。
This is what it means for us today.
对我们今天的人来讲
，that Christ ascended.
对我们今天的人来讲，主耶稣的升天意味着什么
？This is what it means for us today.
对我们今天的人来讲
，that the Holy Spirit was sent.
对我们今天的人来讲，圣灵降临对我们今天的人是什么意思
？And so I came to believe in this as a way to force.Us as pastors to address the whole body of the gospel.
所以呢，这就是一种方式，让我们作为牧师呢，迫使我们讲这个福音的整个方面。
In a way that connects it to people's lives.
然后呢，跟现在人的生活也是有关联的。
Now I know the immediate critique is, but that can become just an empty, meaningless set of rituals.
然后我知道这个反对的声音会说。马上就会说，这可能就变成一种空洞的，只是一个仪式而已。
And that is true.
那是这样的。
However,
但是呢
，I hear very few people proposing that we throw out Thanksgiving.
但是我很少听到有人会说我们应该不过这个感恩节了。
Just because there's a certain percentage of our country.
只是因为在这个国家有一个多少比例的人
that eats a huge Thanksgiving dinner.
因为他们吃了一个很大的感恩节晚餐。
Falls into their recliner and watches football after all that.
不会说因为在这个那天吃了一个很大的晚餐，然后就坐在这个摇椅上看这个橄榄球比赛。
And never once says thanks for anything.
然后从来也没有感谢过任何东西。
Just hand me the remote.
就把那个遥控器给我。
So in other words, anything like that can become an empty ritual.
任何东西都有可能变成一个空洞的仪式。
The solution is not to do away with the tradition.
所以这个解决之道不是说就不要这个传统了。
But to slap them on the head with the remote.
而是用这个遥控器打这个人。
And say, I'll get it to you after you've told me what you're thankful for.
你先告诉我你为什么感谢，再把这个遥控器给你，能看这个橄榄球比赛。
Bring meaning to the ritual.
所以呢，是把这个意义带到这个。
Okay, enough on that. Second question that was sent in last week.
第二个发给我的问题就是。
And it's related to this.
跟这个是有关系。
And maybe you read this and think, oh, this makes the problem worse for this next question.
你说这个让第二个问题好像显得更糟糕。
How can I experience friendship with God?
我如何跟神能够经历跟神的这个就是交通跟神的这个友谊。在敬拜中我如何经历跟神的这种怎么说呢这个团契或者交通呢
?Have you ever come to church on Sunday morning?
你有没有有一个星期天早晨来到教会
?Gone through the whole service?
就是整个你参加了整个聚会
and walked away
然后你走的时候
and if you had been completely honest
如果你很诚实
and there had been a survey that said
有一个如果有个调查
did you feel that you experienced God's presence this morning your answer would have had to be no
如果问你说你今天早晨有没有经历神的同在你的答案可能就是没有
Anybody ever been there?
有没有人大家是这样的
I'll raise my hand.
我们大家都会举手
a few times have been there when I had to preach.
有几次我是那个讲员
And it's really miserable to be all by yourself up there.
如果你只是自己待在上边哎呀这个真的很难受
In other words,
换句话说
sometimes,
有的时候
there's no great emotional response in worship.
在敬拜中你其实没有一个很大的一个情绪上的反应
Now, I don't
感受上的反应
should be every week.
我不觉得那应该每个星期都没有任何的感受 没有任何的情绪上的反应但是有的是这样会发生的
And so the question as I understood it is how do I not how do I show his majesty
我如何来显示他的这个荣耀他的威严
But how do I feel a response?
但是我如何能够 you mean how do I feel that、
yeah.
我如何能够感受到这个呢感受到神的这个威严神的荣耀
because when I emphasize that our worship is what we give to God
当我们强调说敬拜是我们给神
that can sound like we get nothing out of it
那个好像听起来就好像我们什么也得不到
that's not what my question is
was that from you? Okay
yeah my question is We worship God. Of course, we have intimacy with God.
当我们敬拜神的时候
，we emphasize the servanthood of our identity as a servanthood. That kind of relationship.
Okay.
But in John 15, God said, "You're my friend."
Okay.
It's just like I'm not pounding on you.
Right.
I'm close to you.
Okay.
That's the question.
Okay. Not emotional.
Okay. Got it.
他说这个不是一个情绪上的反应，而是约翰福音第十五章说的。因为前面讲到我们敬拜神是一个仆人的态度，而是我们作为约翰福音十五章说，我们是神，耶稣称我们为朋友。那我们如何？是不是你说如何作为朋友？不是感受到那种感受到神。
I think many of us have misunderstood.
我们很多人可能是误解了
the idea of servant in the Bible.
可能是对这个仆人的这个概念我们有误解。
Was Abraham a servant of God?
亚伯拉罕是不是神的仆人呢
Absolutely.
肯定是。
Was he a friend of God?
他是不是神的朋友呢
And could those two be one?
那两个能不能成为一体呢又就是既是 仆人又是朋友呢，是可以的。
For most of us, our picture of servant, and part of it is because we as preachers have emphasized that in the Bible the word servant is the same word as slave, and that's true.
因为部分原因呢，是因为讲到呢，有时候我们会强调说，这个仆人就跟旧约中的这个奴仆是一样的，所以我们对这个仆人的这个概念的理解就会成为。
But what we forgot to tell you.
但是我们作为讲，
was that
我是忘了告诉你的。
In Bible times,
在圣经的时代
，a slave was not a black person picking cotton while the master sat on the porch.
You mean on the?
It was not like 19th century.
Like,
yes.
其实。圣经时代的那个仆人 ，you mean bond servant, right? Also,
not yeah, but just go with slave.、Right?
就是这个仆人跟美国人想的那个19世纪就是美国内战时候的那个黑人的那个奴隶地位啊，那个写照描述是不同的。
For an aristocratic family in the ancient world,
在一个古代的世界
，one of your slaves was very likely your doctor.
你的其中你的一个奴仆，你的一个仆人，很可能就是你的医生。
So you wanted to treat him well just before he did open heart surgery on you.
所以呢，你对他得好一点，不然他给你开心脏手术的时候可就有麻烦了。
In other words, a slave master relationship was not here and here.
所以在那个时候呢，那个仆人跟主人的关系不是我们所想象一个高高在上，一个就是。
There was respect.But there also very often could be relationship.
所以他们中间是有那个仆人是尊重主人，但很有可能同时他们中间也是有关系的。
This is not exactly the same, but does anyone?
不是完全一样。
You know what a court jester was?
Court jester 是那个朝廷，就是原来的宫廷的这个
小丑，
宫廷小丑。
The court jester was a servant of the king.
这个宫廷的这个小丑是国王的仆人。
But was partly to amuse him.
一部分呢，这个宫廷小丑的，我们听到这个名字。
But more importantly, to keep him accountable.
一个呢，宫廷的小丑是让国王呢高兴，让他娱乐；另外一方面呢，是让国王呢也是对国王问责。
The court jester was the one who could walk into the king in the morning.
Because Chinese.The translation for court jester is a very negative word.
Okay.
Yeah, 因为中国的这个翻译，我说是一个非常负面的。这个国王的这个逗乐小丑或者叫弄臣，他可以到国王面前。
And could say, "Good morning, Your Majesty."
可以说，陛下早晨好。
Did you sleep well last night?
昨晚你睡得好吗
？After having treated 8 people so unjustly yesterday.
昨天晚上你，昨天你是对八个人非常不公平的给他们一个。判断之后对待之后你表现得好吗
words,
换句话说
he is the conscience of the king.
他是这个国王的这个宫廷小丑是国王的良心
to cause the king to say wait a minute
是让这个国王能够想起来说哎，等一下
did I really
我真的这样做了吗
yeah you did what you did to that person was unjust that was the court jester's job
So it's kind of like China has this one. China has a special name for this one.
Okay.
But it's much better. 有点像中国的谏臣似的，就是中文的谏臣。
We have turned the idea of servant in the Bible to someone way down here. That was not Abraham.
所以呢，我们把这个我们印象中的这个仆人奴仆，就是一个高高在上，一个很低，像那个亚伯拉罕。其实当时的情况不是这样。
And the reason I use the court jester analogy,
我用那个他的宫廷小丑，用中文来讲，一方面是让国王娱乐，另外一方面也相当于谏臣的地位。
Abraham can say to God,
亚伯拉罕可以对神说
Genesis 19, I think.
亚伯拉罕对神说，大概第19节。
You mean you would be so unjust as to kill 50 people?
他说神，难道你觉得？你把这个城里的就为了50个艺人，你就把这个城都毁了，那个岂是行公义吗
？I can't imagine you would be so unjust.
我觉得
Are you God?
是吧？神不会这样不行公义，对不对
？You read it. That's what he says.
你去读，他是这样，要审判全地的主，岂不行公义吗
？So when we are a servant of God,
所以当我们是神的仆人的时候
，there is also a wonderful friendship.
那有一个。彼此之间有一个很棒的一个之间的一个朋友的关系。
Where that looks like in our worship.
所以呢，在我们的敬拜中，这应该看的是怎么样的
？I think we as worshippers need to cultivate a sense of God's presence. presence in our worship.
所以作为敬拜的人，我们应该就是养成，就是尽量的培养一种神在神的同在的这样的一个神的同在。让我用换一句话来说。
We need to cultivate a sense of our presence in God's presence.
我或者是这样说，在敬拜中我们应该培养一个自己，我们是在神的面前的这样的一个同在，就是我们是在神的一个神的同在的面前。换句话说
I think many of us have confused the term God's presence into a particular emotional feeling.
我们很多时候就把一种神的同在就是等同于一种特别的感受，一种特别的情绪的感觉。如果好像有眼泪，有流泪，
we had God's presence.
我们就有神的存在。
I told you the Sunday that I felt I was preaching and just really did not feel anything.
我刚才讲过，我在有时候星期天呢，我的讲到，我觉得我好像感觉特别不好，又什么都没讲，感觉自己。
Was God there?
Yes. 神是不是那天就在呢？
Those Sundays that you say, yeah, I.Could have gone through the whole service and at the end said, no, I really didn't feel anything. God was still there.
当你说我这个星期天我都完全没有感受到神的存在，神还是在那。
Husbands?
先生们。
Are there days, don't raise your hand, just answer.
不用举手啊，你
就privately in your heart, your wife might be watching.
你的太太可能在看着。
But are there days where you don't feel any particular deep and profound emotional love?For your spouse.
有没有什么哪一些时候一些经历你对你的太太没有任何很深的这个感很深的爱的感觉呢有没有那些时
候 Brother Hunter, you better shake your head now. She's watching for me.
对好对赶快摇头啊你太太没看到你。
There are.
的确有那个例子。
Doesn't mean.
并不意味着你就不爱他了。
Not every day is filled with emotion.
并不是每一天都感情那个浓情蜜意啊，不是每天都这样的。
And some days the way we express love and relationship,
有的时候呢，我们表达我们的爱的、我们关系的这种
is taking the trash out.
有时候表达爱呢，就是往上拉垃圾。
Me never caused any upwelling of emotion.
这并不是说对方就很有感受，但是你的爱的表达就是帮他收垃圾。
But it's part of love.
但是那也是爱的一部分。
It's service.
那就是这个服侍。
And in our worship,
在我们的敬拜当中
，God is present. We are worshiping Him.
神就是在那里，我们在敬拜他。
We are serving Him.
我们在服侍他。
When it is purely hearing His word,
就有的时候就单单的听他的话。
And saying yes, God.
然后就说，好的，神，是的，神。我会听从。
Now here's what I want you to see.
我想大家明白的是
，If you as a husband or a wife,
如果你是先生或者太太
，Do not take care of those daily things that are part of the relationship, even though there's no emotion.
即使是没有很多的就是感情丰富，不要把每日的日常生活中的这些事情、这些活动
，The marriage.Grows more and more shallow.
然后这样的这个婚姻呢会越来越肤浅。
But it is maintaining those daily things.
但是就是在每日维持这样的要做的一个事情。
That nurtures a relationship.
你不是因为在其实就在养育在培养我们的这个关系，不是以为这些每天的日常生活好像就是只有这些日常生活，认为我们的关系就很肤浅。其实这一些日常行为在培养我们。
That should bring times of wonderful emotion and romance.
这有的时候就会带来一个很罗曼蒂克的一个
场面的感觉。But it's only teenagers who think that it's all romance.
只有十几岁的年轻会以为这个婚姻的生活就是每天都是罗曼蒂克的感情，除了这个罗曼蒂克的。
My student got married this week, last week.
Who?
One of my students.
我的一个学生呢，上个星期结婚了。
To it, both of them were.
他两个夫妻两个都很。
And I said to him,
我就对这个先生说
The for better part will be no problem, but don't you forget the for worse.
我说你当然那个好的部分就婚姻事业中你不要忘记，但是不要忘记你们的婚姻也是在难处中要坚持。
You don't think there'll ever be any worse, but there will be.
你会觉得在你结婚的时候说不会有任何的麻烦，你会有的。
But it's true.
但是是这样，真实的生活就是这样。
But it is our faithfulness and service during the for worse.
就是在那个艰难的时候的我们的忠心，我们的服侍
that brings the for better.
把我们带到这个婚姻中的那个事业里面说更好，就是
在
顺利的时候
during the, I'm going to use the word boring, but I don't mean it in a negative sense.
我在这个在我们敬拜中我会用这个枯燥这个词，但是我这个枯燥的词
It is our worship when nothing dramatic is happening.
当你敬拜的时候比较枯燥的时候，没有任何激动人心的东西发生的时候
that maintains a relationship,
就是在维持这样的一个关系，保持这样的关系
but on another Sunday,
在另外一个
主日 something that or something that is said,
不管是说一句歌词或者一句话
sparks a wonderful emotional response
可能就在你里面就会
what God has done for me.
点燃一个你一个很一个情绪上的反应，你会说：“哎呀，神为我做，这就是神为我所做的。”
So I think the service and the friendship are very closely linked.
所以我觉得这个仆人的关系跟这个朋友的关系是很亲密的这样的联系。他们就在问说、yeah.
：“Let me ask you a question that I have really been.”Wrestling with myself.
我问大家一个问题，我自己也常常在挣扎这个问题。
And I'm not going to tell you why I've been wrestling with it. Because it sounds like a criticism, and it's not. I'm trying to figure it out.
我听起来好像像是一个在批评意见，但是不是。我只是我自己，我不告诉你们我为什么挣扎的原因。
But help me to understand from a Chinese perspective.
请你们帮助我能够明白了解，从一个中国人的角度。
Increasingly, I realize that in our worship service,
我就是更加的意识到在我们的敬拜中
And a few weeks ago, something just kind of hammered that home to me.
就是几个星期前那个真的是好像让我突然就是意识到
And I walked away very frustrated.
我走的时候其实我挺沮丧的
And then as I was driving home and thinking about it,
然后我回家的时候我就在想
I realized.It's no one's fault.
这不是任何人的这个问题或者过错。
It is a different perspective than mine on what is supposed to be happening when we worship.
因为是我们每个人对于在这个讲台上在敬拜的时候应该是怎么样的，应该发生什么，我们每个人有个不同的期待。
And so let me ask you, I'm not going to describe the setting that caused this, but my question is,
我会讲这个背景。我问大家一个问题。
Chinese perspective.
从中国人的角度来看。
I think the perception is very much God is there.
我觉得大家的这个很多的这个观念是说神是高高在上的。
We are here.
我们在下边。
We are coming because He told us to.
我们来到他面前是因为神
吩咐我们这样做。And we're doing what we're
supposed to do. 所以我们也在做神吩咐我们要做的。
How do we create as leaders in the worship service?
作为在带领敬拜的人，我们如何来创造一种
？How do we encourage people to understand？
我们如何来鼓励人们能够明白
？That He is always with us。
他和我们总是同在。
That we are His friend。
我们是他的朋友。
And I do think that we are also His servant。
我的确认为我们同时也是他的仆人。
Both of those terms are used in Scripture for us。
这两个朋友跟仆人这个词都在圣经里描述我们
because they are both very close in this
因为在圣经时代他们其实这两个词是很
and,
接近的
and so,
就是是很紧密的联系的所以呢
so Paul can say to us
所以保罗可以对我们说
we are no longer servants but sons
我们不再是仆人而是儿子了
and then he can say to us in the same book
他可以在同一本书他对我们说
give yourselfAs a sacrifice,
把你自己献上当作活祭
which is your service,
就是你理所当然的
what a servant is,
那就是理所当然的一个仆人应该献上的
How do we help our members to understand that worship is more than showing up.
所以帮助我们的会员如何能更好的了解说敬拜不是说我就星期天来教会
being there
就待在就是出现就是露面然后就回家
and I have to go play for worship but
我要去咨询了
Dear God, please help us to worship you this morning
亲爱的主求你今天早晨帮助我们来敬拜你
to know you are with us
求你让我们知道你和我们同在
and to feel the joy of your presence
就是感受到你在你面前的喜乐
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求
Thank you for your questions. Very good.
Yeah.